Progtopia presents The Five From, Eric Wolfson. Greetings, everyone, in the land of Progtopia. My name is Mark Ashby, and we're here to shine the spotlight, this time on a composer who I really don't think gets his due. Even though I've had a tribute of sorts to him on a past episode, interview episode of the program, I really want to take a different turn with this fellow this time. And of course, I'm speaking of the person I consider the brains and the heart and soul behind the Alan Parsons Project. That's Eric Wolfson. Now, Wolfson, a lot of you who follow, you know, kind of what you might call Prog Light or AOR, you might know the name of Eric Wolfson, but a lot of people don't. Eric Wolfson was Alan Parsons' equal partner in the Alan Parsons Project right from the beginning. And after Wolfson and Parsons stopped working together, you'll notice that Alan Parsons just went to releasing albums under his own name. I think that's probably because he realized that Wolfson's contributions were just as important as Parsons' own were. So Eric Wolfson wrote basically everything that you have ever heard that the Alan Parsons Project has done. He sang a lot of their songs too, including some of their biggest hits. But he was a person who didn't really look for the spotlight himself. So I'm going to shine it on him anyway. But the five songs that I'm going to take from Wolfson's oeuvre are not going to be from the Alan Parsons Project catalog. If you weren't aware, Eric Wolfson was also a prolific composer for musicals, like Broadway, West End, depending on what country you're in. They might call it different things there. But, yeah, like the stage musical, and he was quite good at it. And a lot of Alan Parsons Project music got reworked into the musicals that Eric Wolfson was a part of writing. And that's what I want to spotlight this time. So, Eric Wolfson, let's talk about him a little bit. Let's give a little boiled-down biography, I suppose. He was born on March 18th, 1945, and after working as a songwriter for producer Andrew Oldham, he met Alan Parsons in 1974 at Abbey Road Studios. As Parsons was becoming more in demand as a producer at the time, he asked Wolfson to become his manager. And the musical collective that became the Alan Parsons Project was intended to be just that, a project. Specifically, the one that became the Edgar Allan Poe concept album, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, in 1976. We all know that one, right? But since that particular project proved so successful, the two kept going for another decade or so before they split off to do their own projects, Parsons continuing to release albums under his own name, like I said, and Wolfson taking a turn to musical theater. Maybe that was inspired by his earlier associations with the likes of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice back in the 70s. Now, before Wolfson passed away from kidney cancer in December 2009, he wrote and staged five musicals, mostly in Germany and South Korea. And since this episode is The Five From, it's a perfect way to share a song from each of those musicals, although only four of them are available in a finished released form. So we'll take them in chronological order of their release. Whether you are a musical theater fan like I am or not, if you appreciate conceptual works like so many progressive albums are, you can find a lot to like in Wolfson's creations for the stage. So, why don't we have a listen? Moscow, Bangkok, money talk. Parley, boardroom. Oh, the money talks. Money, money. Money, money talks. Money, money talks. The first album that Wolfson worked on after the contractual obligations for the project were over was actually supposed to be another APP album, and it features many of the regular project musicians like Chris Rainbow and John Miles singing, as well as one of my favorite guitarists, the absolutely criminally underrated Ian Berenson. Lovely guy. Parsons was part of it for a time, and the album is technically an Eric Wolfson and Alan Parsons release, but Parsons, as I understand it, wasn't exactly enamored of the direction that the project took, and this would prove to be the final collaboration of the two. This was in 1990, and I'm speaking of Freudiana, which, as you might expect, is centered on the work of famed Austrian psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud. It wasn't originally intended to be brought to a stage, but partway through the writing process, Wolfson was approached by a producer about turning it into a musical. And it was eventually brought to the Theater an der Wien in Vienna, and it had a very successful run of 380 performances over 19 months. But there was some legal wrangling between Wolfson and the producer over rights, and that meant that there are actually two versions of the music out there. There's the so-called Black Album with the original German language cast. I've never heard that one, unfortunately. And there's the White Album, which is the English language one that I'll be playing from here. So the protagonist of the show falls asleep while reading one of Freud's books in the Freud Museum in London. And in his dreams, he meets a parade of the doctor's patients as he, in turn, learns more about himself. So, in Wolfson's own singing voice, I'll let him start the show off with the first of the five, the opening of the album/musical, the title track of Freudiana.
Freudiana,
In addition to Freud, Wolfson had a fascination with the Catalan architect Antoni Gaudí, so much so that the final Alan Parsons Project album in 1987 was named after him. Years later, Wolfson took 6 of the 7 tracks from the Gaudí album and used them as the basis for a musical that, while it's not a biographical account of Gaudí's life, it certainly centers on his legacy. The protagonist of this musical is a writer named Parker, who, like Wolfson, greatly admired Gaudí. And when he unexpectedly wins a Spanish writing competition, there's a greedy agent and his beautiful assistant who swoop in, and they scheme to sign him to a deal to commercialize his work. And that's something that Parker resists because he feels it will demean Gaudí's contributions to art. It's interesting to hear the reworkings of Project songs in the context of a theatrical production. And while this and maybe another Wolfson musical might fall under the heading of jukebox musicals, like Mamma Mia is probably the best known one of those, with the incorporation of some new tracks around them, it doesn't feel like the songs are forced into a place they don't belong. And the reworkings of those older tracks, when they're given that full Broadway West End treatment, some of them just, they become even more sublime than they already were. So on the Gaudí album, this song is the opener, but in the musical, it's the closer, and rightly so. The title pays homage to Gaudí's most famous work, which was still unfinished at his death, and is still unfinished now, the Gothic-style Basilica in Barcelona, and the second of the 5 from the Gaudí musical cast album, La Sagrada Familia.
Who knows where the if we'll meet along the way, follow the brightest star as far as the brave may dare. What will we find when we get there? When we get there.
Oh,
Another Wolfson musical that takes Alan Parsons Project music as its basis is Gambler, the tale of a young man who gets drawn into the seedier side of casino life and the secret of the cards. Does that sound like the title of a Project album? All right, you'd be right in thinking that the Turn of a Friendly Card album is heavily represented in the tracks from this show, but there are also reworkings of songs from albums like Stereotomy and the ever-popular Eye in the Sky. In this case, it's much extended and elaborated on. So like Gaudi, this musical had a successful run of about a year and a half. This time it was in Germany in the late 90s, and then it went to South Korea and Japan shortly after. This is the album that when I listened to it, it really hit me how much of what Wolfson always wrote is just so easily adapted to this Broadway format. If you change the instrumentation to something more orchestral and slow down the tempo a bit and you put it in the hands of a soprano, that makes a song like Limelight really pop. But instead of that song, I want to share one of the originals from the show, kind of mix up the pace a little bit here. This is one with the ladies featured prominently. It has kind of a rock feel to it. And this will be the third of the five from Eric Wolfson from the Gambler soundtrack, Love in the Third Degree. Edgar Allan Poe was the first creative person from the past that the world knew Wolfson was very interested in. Like I said, the entire first Alan Parsons Project album was devoted to imagining his works in short song form. By the way, which was your favorite? Mine was The Telltale Heart. I know a lot of people are partial to The Raven. I like that one, too. So, really, it should be no surprise that Wolfson tackled Poe as a subject for a musical adaptation, and to my ears, this one is the best of the lot. That might have something to do with the fact that one of my favorite singers of this style, Steve Balsamo, he portrayed the title character, Poe. What stands out for this release is that while many of the titles of the songs are taken from Poe's works, like The Bells and The Murders in the Rue Morgue, the songs are original, and crowning them all is the track I'm including as the fourth of the five. It's a slow builder, but boy does it really pay off in the end. Here is Immortal.
I was adrift on an ocean of dreams. I was amazed. And as I sail to the end of the world, I'm not afraid. Mournful moon and willow tree, tell the world not to weep for me, and I will be set free. Took a drink from a bottle of wine, and I was chained. Made a deal with the devil inside, and I was shamed. I have sailed on stormy seas, where the four winds blow me, shining moon and willow tree, tell the world, remember me, for I will be set free. All that we see, all that we seem, is but a shadow of a shadow of a dream within a dream. But if a tree is evergreen, then maybe part of us could be eternal. Though tangled life may be no drop of rain upon the ocean, grain of sand upon the shore, the words will live forevermore. If you can hear me now, am I immortal? Magic moon and willow tree, if they ask about me, tell the truth and they might learn. Light a candle and watch it burn. Then I will be set free. Free as a bird upon the wing. Now all the trials and tribulations of the world don't mean a thing. Above the clouds, I'll fly away. Was it my imagination? Did the stars come out to play beyond the sun? Eternal flame.
The final Wolfson musical that I'll spotlight here never received a proper release as such, at least not yet as we record this in September 2020, although I can share his own rendition of one of the songs from it as it appeared on the album Eric Wolfson Sings the Alan Parsons Project That Never Was. The musical is called Dancing Shadows. It was commissioned by a Korean theater company in 2007. Playwright Ariel Dorfman wrote the book, while Wolfson provided the music and the lyrics. It's the story of a love triangle in the midst of war, and while I can't tell you much more than that, I can say that two of the songs from it are on the aforementioned album, one of which, I think, is a fitting lyrical closer for this episode, seeing how it came not long before Wolfson's passing. Hopefully you'll agree with that. So let's listen one more time to Eric Wolfson singing his Dancing Shadows composition and the fifth of the five, Along the Road Together.
I can dream about a promised land and leave the world behind me. I can hold the future in my hand. No earthly ties to bind me. So I dream about a garden where the laughter is forever. Will you come with me and walk a while along the road together? I believe there is a better place, a little piece of heaven, where the trials of our lives are all forgotten or forgiven, and the heavy loads we carry
Those are the five. Obviously, I could have chosen any number of Alan Parsons Project songs for this episode, but my goal wasn't necessarily to bring you music you were probably already familiar with, even if maybe you haven't heard it in a while. It was to introduce you to another side of the man that was out of the spotlight, but who nevertheless wrote so many songs that you still hear on the radio and on playlists today. I have admired Eric Wolfson for many years, and when I look back on my journey toward progressive music, he and the Alan Parsons Project were one of my gateways to some of the quote-unquote harder stuff. I came to Prague in the mid-80s when I was just starting my teenage years, so before I ever heard Foxtrot, I heard I Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. Before I heard Starless and Bible Black, I heard Don't Answer Me. This sort of AOR led me to the music I'd love most later on, and for that I can't thank Eric Wolfson enough. I still listen to all of those Alan Parsons Project albums today. It's a small tribute that I have here, but it's the most I can offer, so hopefully it counts for something. That being said, if you're interested in listening to my past interview with Eric's daughter Sally from 2013, you can go to the website progtopia.com and fill your ears up with that. All the archival episodes are housed there for that matter, so take your pick. And follow us on Facebook too, if you'd be so kind, and subscribe to this show wherever you can find it. Eric Wolfson's music, including what you've heard featured in this episode, can be found at ericwolfsonmusic.com, and you spell it E-R-I-C-W-O-O-L-F-S-O-N, two O's in that. There's other merchandise there, some of which is Alan Parsons Project related, if you're there for that kind of thing. I'd encourage you to give that website a visit as well. That is all for me, as I play you out with a little more Eric Wolfson to send you away on the rest of your day, evening, or night, whatever it is you're going to do. I hope you have a wonderful time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time in a land called Progtopia.
Fair of skin just like my sisters, too much sun would give me blisters, so I think I'll turn the whole thing in and go home to the wife. Oh, she is a funny woman. She gets turned on by barbed wire. Yes, I'm gonna...